spirit in the gift of various people. He attended Rabbi Greenwald's morning beginner's year. This is Rabbi Greenwald.
Thank you, Ari. Rabbi Greenwald, question here a second. Oh, I guess he's no problem with me. Oh, there he is. The share goes from 10 o'clock to about 11:20, give or take 5 minutes. There's usually about 7 to 10 people, including lunch party. About a third of the people are from the Gra, and about two-thirds of the people are from the area, and they all come by to learn. It's Baruch Hashem, because we're in the basement, or the basement room, we actually have a screen and a computer, so if you need to log on via Zoom, that option is available. In fact, there are one or two people who do use log on to Zoom every day. It's also very handy if Rabbi Greenwald wants to look up a store, some Rambam, or a Chumash for Sukkot, if he brings it up, or through Safari, or whatever, through the screen. The format of the share is like this. For the first 5 minutes, we usually have a floor based on the connected to the Jewish state. Could be a yurt site of somebody, a halacha of somebody, or some sort of happening. And Rabbi Greenwald will read it, and we'll ask questions, or we'll discuss it if we need to. Then we go on to Mishnah Berurah. That's why I like to share more, because it's not only Talmud Gemara, it also deals with halacha in the beginning. The first 35 minutes or so are Mishnah Berurah. And currently we're doing Hilchos Shabbos. We previously did Hilchos Tefillah. Usually we switch to Inyani Diyomo before, like 30 days before Pesach. We did Hilchos Pesach. We may switch a few days before to do Lag BaOmer, Shavuot, 3 weeks, etc. But in between, we're doing now Hilchos Shabbos. The 4 minutes, Rabbi Greenbaum, we usually we go through the Shulchan Aruch, and of course the accompanying Mishnah Berurahs. He accepts questions anytime, comments anytime, and it's very enlightening. He uses the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, which has one day Shavuot in it, and usually has confirmation of the particular difference between, let's say, if you're a Sephardi versus an Ashkenazi versus Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Eretz. There's sort of different things in Tefillah and in Pesach, especially Matzos and stuff for Sephardi. So it's very, very nice to hear the differences in the life. After that, about we go to the Talmud and Sanhedrin. I've only been going for a couple of years, but I don't know when it started, but right now we're on the last parak. Incredible. I'm not sure which Masechta we're going to do after, but currently we're about halfway through Chelech, so it's very nice. Rabbi Greenwald gives us the options if we want to use Arch Grove Mars or not. About half the people will take Arch Grove Mars, half the people don't. Rabbi Greenwald will usually, like I said, bring up different references on the PC. We'll go through the Gemara and the Rashis. We generally don't do the Tosfos and the Forshim. But if there's a question that comes up that tells the references and the Forsh, Rabbi Greenwald will bring it in. So if you pop it up on the screen or go to it and tell it. He's a good Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Greenwald is very interesting and very knowledgeable, very well prepared, and he shares so much with us. That's basically the format. Like I said, from 10 to 11:30. Chazara is optional for everybody. If you want to prepare, we know what we're going to be doing the next day. It's up to each individual to prepare. Sometimes Rabbi Greenwald is in there, so we do Chazara among ourselves. That's basically the format. I happen to like it a lot because it does halacha as well as Gemara. Any questions, please? Or if you have any questions, Rabbi Greenwald is right there. Put him on the spot.